All right, let's get started. May 16th meeting of Ways Means to Order. Resolutions. Resolution number 123. Can I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second for discussion.
Discussion. Go ahead.
I move we postpone it for a month.
Okay.
Unless there is other discussion.
Yeah, I think Sheriff Bartels.
Does she want to move forward on it?
I know. I think she went.
Hiring freezes.
Did you have comment on that? Or?
I did, but did you see?
So let's hear.
I made a motion to postpone already.
Okay.
But yeah. We were waiting for you.
Thank you.
All right,
I'll second that.
Second. Discussion. Mr. Kale?
No.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Resolution 199, as presented. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second. I'd like to make a motion to postpone to next month. I have spoken with co-sponsor Sperry, and we're anticipating a meeting with the executive. Again, just to remind everyone, because of the timing, both for farming and the budget, this is really something we want to see solidified before the 2024 budget, so that it's a program that gets underway in 2024. So.
If you'd be willing to have some minority representation at that meeting, because I really support this initiative in the right way.
So. That would be fabulous. Yeah. I'll reach out to you to find out who you want to send.
I'll second that, too. Yeah. It might just be me.
That'd be great. Thank you.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Resolution 294 is bond. Is there a motion?
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? 303. Motion?
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Late resolution 321. There's just a bill number assigned to it. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion.
Yes, I have a discussion. Does anyone know who sponsored this?
Yeah. Senator H.E. and the Women Trust Fund.
Thank you.
I've been on the phone with their offices multiple times over the last few months to make sure this happens. It's great.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Forthcoming resolutions below. Comptroller Gallagher?
Sure. I just wanted to update you that the quality analyst has been working. We will work with the chair of Ways and Means to identify which meeting is better for her to come to. I wanted to introduce her to you at your meetings. But she's already identified that we have over 2,400 open contracts in New York. And she's identified the top vendors, the top contract type, and the top departments where we see, these contracts happening. I think definitely we're going to be coming back with recommendations that certain contracts that have had no action in a couple of years can be closed out. But you will not be surprised that Family of Woodstock is the top vendor to the county with 140 open contracts far and away. The next most active vendor, which only has 25, which is Gateway, Hudson Valley. And that is because Stanley has contracts that last over multiple years, and when we are still expecting a potential invoice, we will need to go back to a prior contract, so that is why. In terms of the contract type, preschool is the most active used contract type with 292 open contracts right now, and the next category used in contract management is 179 contracts in youth. And then it's not a surprise that in terms of the open contracts, DSS is the top department with 322 just in early preschool services alone. So, what we're going to do is screen out those contracts that really are not active, that should not be looked at, that, were closed out years ago and really are not going to see any more action. And we will be taking out those contracts. For example, Westlaw has a lot of contracts with, West Publication with Ulster County. That is not a constituent services contract, so it is not really within the realm of what you guys, I think, wanted the quality analyst to look at. But we're gonna come back with a little bit more detail in June. I will bring Elena Vouloropoulos with us, and we certainly look forward to having a more deep dialogue with any legislator that is interested in pursuing that conversation further.
Thank you. Is there any way that you could provide that information to us, even just on the high level?
No.
But in addition to a one
picture,
yes. What I'm thinking is, for example, you said 109.
Now you're talking.
however many contracts with family, if we could see delineated the names of those contracts.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely.
And I, with the assumption that some are not active, with that understanding, but just to get a...
Yes.
It's very helpful.
Yes. I mean, I think it would be helpful for us to take those things that are very old contracts that just were never, you know, it's a function of New World, right? Somebody has to go in and close it out, and it may just never have happened. Those things that we're really not seeing any activity on in the last 5 years, I don't want to bring you those. You don't want us to go far. So let me pare it down a little bit more, but yes, we'll come back to a list of those contracts within each
that are
department
active,
that are active or, and or have had activity within the last 5 years.
Can I just ask one follow-up question? Sorry. And to the extent that they're not active, if they're closed out in New World, is it just basically not technically accounting for a CPA, but is it like an accounting issue closing it out, or is there any value to having them open?
There is value in leaving them open. When a department anticipates that they're going to get an invoice for a contract that was from a previous period, they will leave it open, and then sometimes those invoices can take quite a while, you know, to pass through. So, or if you're waiting for funding that funds that particular contract. So there are good reasons to leave them open. Our sense is people forget after time to close things that maybe should be closed.
And if I then might ask if you could also report out when you do close, it will be better to have a list without it's unnecessary, but if you could report out how many you actually closed. Because I think this cleanup is valuable. It's something I think we need to do in terms of debt service issues. Same thing where we leave this stuff hanging out there, and that has more of an impact. But same idea.
Kind like
of
what's been
cleaning
closed.
House, you know, just so we know.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Were you first?
Yeah. I was just curious about a number of contracts with Repco, because it comes up in conversation.
I gotta grab my list back from the chair now.
It comes up in conversation often, you know, like, oh, we fund Repco a lot, and I'm just
curious. There are 16 current open contracts with Repco.
They're all big ones already.
And they're very large contracts.
They're large ones, right. So it's not a huge number of contracts, but it's large ones.
It's a large volume.
Okay.
So were you done?
Yep.
Yes. So my question is, on the 125 contracts that we have open with Family Woodstock, will the analyst be able to determine if there's any kind of overlapping services within those 125 contracts? That seems like like everybody that works there has a contract.
And we're going to take out those contracts that really should have been closed, right, that have had no activity. So we're hoping to narrow it down to a much more, you know, a smaller pool of active contracts. And then, you know, it won't be the quality analyst alone. She'll be working with the audit team to determine which ones are the most important. You know, what was your question?
My question is how many
overlap?
Is there overlap? Yeah.
Yes. She's already been reading scopes of service for all of these contracts, and actually has some really good recommendations already on improvements to the scope. And so we will be able to identify. Yes.
I would like to see how many employees they have, if we could possibly
see how many employees
family has.
Right. Well, they already report that back right now.
Yeah,
they're under order. You know, they're because of the living and age.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Where do we get that information?
Yeah.
You guys, where do we get that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. But she will be reading the scopes. We will be going over that with her and then identifying. And I'm certain that there are constituent populations that are falling into the scope of these contracts without question. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
Can we get that electronically, if you could then send it to Natalie and the rest of the committee that schedule that you have?
It is a draft. She'll probably die when she comes back tomorrow. I'll clear everyone guys, but yes, we will send it to you. Yeah.
And in terms of the performance data, is that something that through New World that she readily has access to?
She has access to New World. That kind of data is not captured in New World, meaning like how many constituents were served, what kind of services, how many hours, did they live in Ulster County, what is their address, that sort of thing. And there is very limited reporting required in the contracts. So I've said from the beginning, I feel like 2023 is going to be a lot of us realizing what could be in future contracts to better assist in gathering that information to share back. Yeah.
So then I would ask that one of the first things, sounds like to me, we would do is have her create a template that all future contracts go out require the in a form like Excel that they have to input that data. This way we're not seeking that out the data is given to us and we can manipulate
it
any way
we
want.
She has a draft, but I'm reticent to share it with you because
that's
I don't
fine.
I
don't.
But yes, we are going to do that.
It's our excitement that's making us move a little fast, but I can appreciate that
right.
It's going to take some time.
And
you want to get it right.
Different vendors and different contract types really require a different kind of reporting form, and so, you know, we're going to probably come up with a few different variations that will be sort of suggestive because I think departments, you know, have a good sense of the vendors they're working with and what is reasonable. And we really want to make sure that we're only asking for things that are going to be useful and not just tying up people's time. But it's going to be different depending on the type of contract. So, yeah, it's exciting work. We're thrilled to have the opportunity. Thank you, Matt.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to change my vote on resolution 321. I'm going to be a no.
Okay.
Do I have to publicly do it?
Yes, I'm a no, too.
On 321.
Now it's 4-2?
Mm-hmm.
4-2. I just can't sneak a no in.
Crisis of conscience. I thought about just moving it to the floor, and I just couldn't. Raising taxes. No good.
Okay. All right, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.